guys, it's Anitan, and welcome back to the Teenage Life.
Hey guys, it's Anitan, and welcome back to the Teenage Life. So today, I have here with me Gabby.
Hi!
So basically, we're just going to be talking about relationships and like drama and toxicity and all that type of stuff.
I'm excited. So, oh my god.
Do you want to start?
Yeah, sure. So, like, one of my biggest things is to, like, I don't like it. Well, it's not that I don't like it. I just don't think you should ever call someone toxic. Because sometimes, like, two personalities together are toxic. It's not just, like, one person being toxic. Or maybe it is. But 9 times out of 10, it's just two personalities together. And that's completely okay. That's normal. That's human. It's just, like, the way of living.
Yeah, totally. I agree with that. And it's like with friendships and relationships and even like anything, like with your parents or your siblings. Like, I've heard people say how they have toxic parents, and like, I genuinely agree with that. Like, parents can be toxic, and there's people who are definitely in situations where they have toxic family members.
For sure.
And I feel genuinely sorry for that. And like with friendships too, I feel like sometimes people block the toxicity of a friendship, and like some people think it's normal, like the problems are normal, and it's like they're just fights that we could get over. And sometimes you just have to really open your eyes and see that, wow, that's not the problem. Like, the problem is that this isn't working, these two personalities just don't mix, or this one person just doesn't have a safe personality that I could be with right now. And maybe, like, people definitely can improve and get better, but like, you gotta realize, like, what's not good for you at the time is just not good for you at the time.
Yeah, for sure. Like, I definitely don't think you should use the word toxic lightly. Like, don't be going like, oh my god, Jessica is so toxic. Like, no, because that's like a heavy word. People will like connect that word with her and won't be friends with her, and it'll ruin her, like, her social life.
People literally run around saying that. They'll be like, Bella's toxic, or like, Jesse's toxic, or this person's toxic. And it's like, why do you feel the need to say that? Like, why do you feel like you need to call someone toxic unless they genuinely give you a reason?
Yeah, that, unless they're like, literally there's people like that, an awful human being. Then
exactly, because toxic has a strong meaning, if I'm being honest. Like, it's hard to find an actual genuine toxic person, if that makes any sense.
But obviously, like, if you're in an abusive relationship and you have to question it for like 1 minute that, like, oh, I think he's toxic, you're probably in a toxic relationship. Because, like, it's not normal to question, like, to think, like, oh, is my relationship toxic? Like, that's definitely not normal.
Yeah, I agree. I definitely agree. Do you think that you've ever been, like, in a toxic situation and, like, you didn't realize it till it got to a point where you couldn't take it anymore?
Most definitely. One of my closest friends was my closest friend. I grew up with her. And I knew how she was raised, and she wasn't raised in like an abusive home for anything for her to be toxic. But again, I know a lot of people who are best friends with her now and like think she's the most amazing person. So I do believe it was just both of our personalities just didn't mix like that. But it just wasn't a good situation. Like, it definitely wasn't a good situation.
Yeah, definitely.
And it's okay to, like, grow apart from your best friends. Like, it's completely okay.
Definitely. People change, and
people grow up. Like, and if anything, that's a good thing. Like, you want to grow up. You don't want to stay the same forever, because I don't know about you. That's so boring to literally stay the same. Like, people would be like, oh, you changed. Well, good. Like, I hope I changed from, like, I don't know, elementary to now. Like, I hope I changed.
A lot of people say, like, being best friends with your childhood best friend is, like, amazing and all this, but it's really rare, because a lot of people can be best friends in a certain point of their lives.
Yeah.
Not everyone is made to be best friends throughout the changes, and that's what you have to realize through your friendships. Like, especially, like, maybe when you're older, but especially from the transition from like your teen years, like you're not gonna be, you're not gonna be the same person you were from when you were 10, and like now that if you're 16, you're definitely not gonna be the same person. And like people who are best friends from those type of ages, you know, like they're gonna experience each other change, and it's just like if you can withstand the change, you know, and like you can get through the change with each other, and like. I feel like that's the problem. Like, a lot of people can't get through the change together, and a lot of people just don't mix with the change. And so that's what leads to it being toxic, because they try to stay in a relationship that they've had for a long time.
Yeah.
Because they think it's just, they should stay only because it's a long time, you know?
Yeah.
So they force it.
And that can grow toxic, for sure. But exactly. Another thing is, like, if you come to the point where, like, oh, like, I just don't, like, I don't think this is working out anymore. Of course it's gonna hurt. Like, duh. Like, you've known this person for so long and you've grown an attachment to them. But I don't think you should ever feel like you're the bad person for wanting out of that relationship. Because you have the right to your own life. You have the right to make your own decisions in life. And if they're not making you happy, honestly, like, literally do whatever makes you happy. Because why live any other way? Why live unhappy? Because you only get one life. So I feel like you should live it to the fullest. And if that person isn't helping your journey to, like, succeed in the best way possible, then obviously, like, I'm just going to say it straight up, you should literally just drop them, like, quickest as possible. Like, obviously don't make it ruthless and be like, I hate you, goodbye. Like, let them down easily.
Yeah. And if someone, like, I don't want to say come at you, but if... I'm sorry, I'm kind of out of breath. But if someone, like, puts you down because you changed for the better, or because you're being successful or something, oh my god, that's definitely not a good friend. That's definitely someone who wants to put something bad in your life.
Oh, for sure. If they seem, like, not even jealous, but just, like, they're hating on you for, what, like, you succeeding, that's a red flag right there. Like, that's a big red flag. Because your best friend, not even your best friend, like, just any friend with sense and, like, a good personality, like, will cheer you on and be like, oh my god, good for you. Like, you know?
Exactly. Even, like, someone I'm not cool with. If you're being successful, you'll never catch me putting you down because you're being successful.
Oh god, like, no.
If we're not friends anymore, if we ended up on bad terms, like, you're not going to be doing good in life, and I'm going to be like, ugh, why is she doing this? Or, she doesn't deserve it. No, I would never put someone in that set. Like, I would never say that about anyone, because I feel like everyone deserves what they earn, you know? And it's just, like, if you put the work into it, yeah, no. Because a lot of people put work into stuff, and people literally, like, come at them for it. Or they will try to do something to sabotage it. Like, this person worked their butt off to get to where they are. And all you care about is you being better than them and your jealousy. Like, that's just genuinely selfish.
That shows a lot of character. That shows a lot of
character. That's so selfish to me.
Yeah. But, again, with the, like, the best friend, like, dropping your best friend, like, because they changed or whatever. I don't know. But people were put in your life for a specific amount of time to help you grow, to help you learn, to help you, like, be the person you are today. So don't, I mean, be grateful for the time you had for them, like, with them, and be grateful for, like, the moments you shared, for, like, the cries y'all had together, for the laughs. Don't take anything for granted. And obviously, like, at the end of the day, honestly, you shouldn't be hating anyone, because, like, it's, like, not helping anything. Like, why hate people? So, I wouldn't suggest you hating any of your ex-best friends. Like, just wish them the best in life, like, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, and I genuinely learned that this year. I used to be the type of person, like, if we ended up on bad terms or stuff like that, I'd be too much about it. And I'd be like, ugh, I don't like her, ugh, this. Mm-hmm. But now, I'm just like, you know, everything happens for a reason. Like, us being friends happened for a reason. Us not being friends anymore happened for a reason. I'm not gonna sit here and be a butthole to you because we were once friends, you know? We were once really close. We were once had a good relationship. So it's just like, why do you feel the need? And, like, it's not doing anything. They're taking time out of your day. And they're taking points out of your happiness. So just, like, do you at the end of the day. Like, if y'all aren't friends anymore, if y'all not dating anymore, don't care. You like just stop. Don't think about it. Don't put the sadness on yourself. Like, oh my god, this is my fault. Or, oh my god, what if we were still friends? Because
yeah,
no,
don't beat yourself
like, move
up
on.
Over it. Yeah, don't beat yourself up over it. Because if y'all were still friends, like you would probably be not in a good place right now. Don't.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, be a bad bee and just take it. Like, I saw a TikTok, and it was, like, this girl, she was giving advice on what to do when you're giving your ex back their stuff. And she was like, don't look sad. Don't look like he hurt you. You need to go there and look bubbly and happy. And you need to be a bad bee and just give them their stuff and, you know, small talk and give them a hug and just tell them that you hope they do good in life and that you wish them the best and you wish that. You hope that if you didn't give them the happiness and they find it somewhere else, you know?
That's
and, like,
true
that
love.
Was just so good. That was such good advice because it was just, like, a lot of people, when they break up with someone, they just, I mean, cheating, yeah, I understand why people are bitter about that. But everything else, like, when people end up on bad terms, like, they just stop dating and people will literally bash on each other. It's just, like, y'all were dating once, so why do you feel the need to do that? And, like, you don't need to be sad when you go up to him and give him stuff. Like, you don't need to cry in front of him. Don't let him see that, because that's what he probably wants. He's like, if he's the one who broke up with you, he's probably questioning it already, like, was this the right decision, you know? So it's like, make him question even more by you being happy and bubbly in front of him and you acting like you don't care, you know? After, go treat yourself, you know, get your nails done, do whatever, because you're gonna find someone way better
for sure. But yeah, about the whole, like, hating your enemy or whatever. At the end of the day, it's not because they don't, like, they probably do not care that you hate them. Like, they don't care. So you're the one with the hatred on the inside. You're the one that's feeling, like, all the hatred. And that's not doing you any good. Like, what is hating them doing for you? It's literally doing nothing but negative. So it's like, I'm really big on that. I don't hate anyone, and I feel like that's my biggest, like, achievement. I don't know, I don't want to call it achievement, that's just my biggest thing. I don't hate anyone. Of course I dislike people, but I don't necessarily hate anyone. Like, even people who've done me so dirty, I really should hate them. Like, I probably have good reasons to hate them, but I don't want to hate them. Like, if I were to see them cry, I'd go run and give them a hug. And maybe that's just me. Maybe that's just my personality. Like, maybe that's just my Pisces coming through. But, I mean, for a lot of people, it's different. I'm not gonna, like, I'm gonna acknowledge that. Like, for some people, like, hating other people and, like, having that hatred for them is, like, therapeutic. It's their way. It's just the way of living.
Yeah, I get that. And it's just, like, at the end of the day, you just have to do it, and, like, it is what it is, you know? Everything happened for the reason that it happened, so.
Yeah, whether you believe in God or the universe or literally nothing, you're an atheist, it definitely happened for a reason. Like, every single decision you've made in your entire life has led you up to this exact point.
Mm-hmm.
And that's crazy to think about. Like, that's like a shower thought.
Yeah.
That's insane to think about.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah.
And just, like, always wish the best for someone no matter what they did. That's what I always tell myself. Yeah. Like, I wish the best. I hope you do good in life, you know? Because you going at it and you telling them how much you hate them or how much you wish they could, like, go freaking drown in the ocean or something, like, it's not gonna do anything but to hurt you, I guess. Like, it's just putting more of a burden on you,
because the more you think about, like, you hating them, like they get under your skin, like, oh, I really hate them, it's doing you worse, because it's filling you up with, like, negative thoughts and, like, negative vibes and stuff. And I'm really big on, like, law of attraction and stuff, and I don't know, it's just crazy. Like, if you put it out in the universe, it will happen. And I know a lot of people don't believe it, and it's like they just don't believe it. But I'm a really big believer. Like, and it's in a lot of different religions too. It's not even just like I believe in the universe type of thing.
Yeah, I get that, definitely. Because I don't even know, just a lot. And I just, I don't know. Like I said, everything happens for a reason. And I'm not going to sit here and complain about why we broke up or should we still be together, because break it, you know, we're not together anymore for a reason. And like when people say like they're your ex for a reason, like don't go back, I honestly don't believe in that. Like I feel like sometimes it's just the right thing at the wrong time, like, you know.
Yeah, oh my god, that's beautiful. That's so beautiful. And that's with friendships too. Sometimes it's the right thing, but in the wrong mm-hmm. life. Maybe y'all were supposed to be, like, best friends in a different life. That's so sad. Even relationships. Like, maybe it was meant to be in a different life or in a different
century. Or a different time. Like, I just think of it like, dude, okay, maybe the right, like I said, the right thing at the wrong time. Maybe we weren't meant to be right now. Maybe, like, we'll meet back. And faith happens. Like, you could literally move away 30,000 feet apart, and if it needs to happen, it's gonna happen. Like, y'all are gonna meet again, you know?
Oh, yeah. If it's bound to happen and that's your, like, soulmate, it's gonna happen.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's like, I don't know, like I said, I just genuinely, I know a lot of stuff. Like, I don't know what I was saying. I don't know what I'm saying at this point.
Wait, I want to go back on that really quickly. That's such a beautiful thing to think about. Like, it's also sad. It's definitely sad. Having a relationship that just wasn't meant to happen in your lifetime. And I don't necessarily believe in that. But just, like, the thought of it. Like, maybe y'all were supposed to be together. I don't know. I'm definitely confused with life right now.
Yeah. And some people, like, their mature level is just different. I think for my age, I'm pretty, like, I'm really mature. Not, like, really mature, but more mature than people my age. And that, like, shows a huge factor in some friendships. Like, some friendships, like, do both have to be mature, or you both have to have the same mindset, and that's just not gonna work.
Yeah. And, again, I'm not gonna go in-depth with, like, law of attraction and stuff like that, but y'all have to have the same, like, energy.
The same
vibe. I don't know, look up on it. Yeah, the same wavelength of energy. Like, y'all both have to be, one can't be negative and one can't be positive, because it's, any person with a brain can know that's just not gonna work.
Yeah.
But look up, I really suggest you look up on law of attraction. Like, it definitely changed my life. Definitely for the better. Like, I've definitely seen an improvement in my mentality. But of course, take it with a grain of salt. But yeah, I just don't think, like, someone negative, maybe they can. I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm only so young.
Like, I think, I genuinely think that the maturity level in a lot of things, like relationships and friendships and just stuff in general, really ties a toll in how it works out. Because, and this doesn't have to do with the mature level, but, like, mental health-wise, like, if you're a person who's nice and bubbly 24/7, and you're dealing really corrupted mental health, like, they've been through a lot and stuff like that, it might not work out, because the bubbly, happy person is not used to having to deal with that. And, like, this is where it comes into toll with the maturity thing. If the person that's happily and bubbly and all that stuff is, like, at the right type of mind, they will be like, I'm gonna be here for you to make you happy. Yeah. And, you know, and I'm gonna stick here with you. But if the person isn't at the right type of mind, they're gonna be like, he or she is burdening me, or they are burdening me. And it's like, dude, why do you feel the need to do that? Because personally, I know people who, like, have, like, really bad mental health. And even, like, with me, like, I know it would take time, like, because I'm not the type of person to show emotions if I don't need to. And some people don't take that well. Like, some people want everyone to be really open with them and stuff like that. And you just have to know what you're going into with the relationship or friendship, if that makes sense.
Yeah, she has a way with words. She said what I couldn't, say. Like, with the whole, like, you, like, obviously opposites attract, but to an extent, like, I don't think you can ever catch someone that's obvious, like,
super bubbly and bright and, like, energetic with someone who's, like, always, like, mopey and pessimistic.
Mm-hmm. And there's nothing wrong.
Like,
were you about to say something?
No, no, go ahead.
And there's nothing wrong with not having a perfect mental health. A lot of teens these days don't have perfect mental health. And, like,
who does?
Exactly.
Who
it's
does?
Like normal. It's not like at this point it's not normal to have a perfect mental health, which is really sad. But like I said, it's just at this day and age, it's like having anxiety or depression or anything like that is nothing to be ashamed of. Like, or like stuff like ADHD. I know people who get really embarrassed to like talk about stuff like that, and it's like I will never be the type to judge you with any situation that you have going on, or if you have like a disease or anything in that type of form, because like I said, like I'm at the type of like point of my life and maturity of my life that's like everyone's equal no matter what. Like I don't past does not have to define who you are.
Definitely
it doesn't
not
have to define who you are.
I mean, obviously, to some extent, like, if you are a member of the KKK, like, maybe I'm gonna judge you a little bit. But, oh, God, I forgot what I was gonna say. It was like, okay, so I was in classes one time, and I was literally thinking, like, I was having my really deep math thoughts, because obviously I'm not gonna pay attention to math. And I was like, if you ask any Gen Z if they have a will to live, they'll all say no. And it's, like, I think it's, like, one of our big inside jokes or something within the generation. But I just think that's so funny. Like, literally ask any Gen Z, like, hey, do you have the will to live? And even if they're, like, not telling the truth, they'll probably say no. Like, it's really funny.
Yeah.
I just thought that was funny.
I feel like, yeah, mental health is just so crazy. And a lot of adults take it for granted. I mean, not for granted. A lot of adults, like, look at teenagers and Gen Z and, like, oh, my God, they're always mopey. They're always negative, da-da-da-da-da. Like,
ooh, you know what I hate? Like, when people, okay, this is kind of sidetracking a little bit, but when people say, like, oh, like old people, they're like, you should be able to do this. You're so young. I'm like, I'm sorry, sir. I have scoliosis. Okay, that's so unfunny. I need to stop with the scoliosis jokes. Anyway, continue.
No, I said, a lot of older people just look at teens and stuff, and are like, they're just so negative. They always bring in bad energy. They always do this and that. And it's like, you don't have to do what I have to do. You don't have to go through what I have to go through. Like, I don't care how your life is now. Like, you don't have to go through what I have to go through. And even when you were a teenager, you probably didn't have to go through as much as I have to go through now. And what a lot of kids have to go through. Because at the end of the day, 50% of parents aren't even there for their children. So we have to learn how to deal with crap on our own.
That's crazy.
It's just annoying, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And no one knows how to tell
them. Yeah, honestly, parents, I'm not going to say all, because that's definitely not true. But some parents only look out for, like, physical health instead of mental health, and that can be really damaging, too.
Mm-hmm.
Because maybe they weren't taught in school, because it wasn't, I really could be wrong, but I don't think mental health was as big as it is now.
Yeah.
Like, as it was, I don't know, maybe back in their day. But I feel like it's gotten bigger, and it's been more, like, I don't know, taught in school, like, health class and stuff like that. So, yeah.
People are really open with it now. They definitely probably had, like, situations with mental health back then, but they were just probably not as open about it. But especially with teens.
Or even educated
yeah,
about it.
Like, teens nowadays, you could, like, talk to a stranger, and, like, you'd be like, oh, my God, I'm having so much anxiety right now with this. And they'll be like, oh, my God, same. You know, it's like, we can, like, relate, if that makes sense, to just the situations that we have to go through. And I respect that so much. I just get that.
Mm-hmm. I think it would be very ignorant for someone to say that mental health isn't as big as physical health, because mental health kills, too.
It definitely does. It does.
Mental health
definitely. And it damages people. Damage is really bad. It hits.
You could literally go insane. Like, honestly. So, yeah, I don't think anyone should ever say that.
I know. It's so crazy. Parent and older people, they just think our lives are perfect.
Honestly, my grandpa, he's like, oh, what? How does it feel like to be young and to be healthy? I'm like, it's okay. Like, it's okay.
Exactly.
I don't know. But yeah, I feel like the older generations look down and be like, oh, y'all are so perfect.
Exactly.
That's just, I don't know, maybe because they don't know how, like, social media works or anything. I don't know.
Is it thundering outside, or am I hearing crap?
I'm so ready to tan! I got this new SPF lotion, and it just makes me want to tan. And I'm so sad. I don't think we're going to have a summer, and that actually makes me so sad, because I have been waiting for summer ever since school started. Like, ever since summer ended last year, I've been waiting for summer to come again. Summer's my favorite season.
Wait, hold on.
Like, honestly. But yeah, back to the toxic relationship thing, because we sidetracked.
Dude, I think it's like, literally thundering. Okay, but go ahead.
Not over here.
But yeah, mental health.
Oh, shoot. I just saw lightning.
Yeah, exactly. It's about to rain.
Oh, my God.
But like, anyway. Low key. Y'all, I don't know if it's just me, but I really thought summer was gonna hit this year. Like,
same. I was ready for hot girl summer again.
I thought it was gonna hit, because last summer it hit. It definitely hit.
Most definitely. I had my biggest glow up that year. I was so ugly. Like, people were like, oh my God, Gabby, you were never. No! I was always like, y'all lied to me. Y'all let me walk out of the house looking like that. No.
It's okay. I was pretty bad too. No, I was definitely bad. Like, people have literally told me that, oh my God, you and this person had definitely had the biggest clubs. Like, I know
I feel like that's offensive.
I know it was like, bad.
To say that.
Like,
dude. Honestly. Okay. Kind of story time right now. Story time. So basically, I was low key a VSCO girl. No, I'm not even low-key. Like, I was definitely a VSCO girl. But not, like, the annoying type. Like, like that type, I was not like that. I was, like, you know, just the aesthetic. Mm-hmm. And when I walked into that school, lower classmen literally were like, I was like, what? And I was getting bullied. Not actually bullied, but they were coming for my throat. So, you know, I ditched the Hydro Flask. I kind of toned it down. I took away my shell necklace, and I miss it. I miss it a lot. I'm obviously not going to wear my shell necklace and my Hydro Flask, but I miss having like my little anklets, like with the threads, you know what I'm talking about? Anyways, I just thought I should put that out there.
I definitely miss.
Because I forgot how fun it was.
I definitely miss the vibe of 2019, like the summer vibe. Like, I feel like summer 19 was just, it was just it. It was a movie. It was what we all wanted. And summer 20, I feel like we all had a nice vision. Like, we all had a good looking vision, but we just can't fulfill it.
Oh, for sure. Like, because it's going to be your week, like, yeah.
Like, I was supposed to travel, dude. I was supposed to attend 2 weddings, be the bridesmaid for 2... Bridesmaid? Maid of honor. Bridesmaid.
Oh, my God. I was supposed to go to a wedding, too. Oh, my God.
And I don't know if it's called bridesmaid or maid of honor. Wait.
Maid of honor is the closest one to the bride.
I was supposed to be a maid of honor for 1 wedding, and I was supposed to be one of the bridesmaid people for another.
Mm-hmm. You know, one of my goals in life is to be a flower girl. Oh, another goal. This is my biggest goal in life. Obviously, not my biggest goal. But one of my biggest goals in life is to get fed grapes. Like, I want to lay down in the grass. I literally don't even care who feeds me grapes. It just needs to be a male. Preferably my boyfriend, of course. But I just need someone to feed me grapes. That's all I want in life, honestly. And then I'll be completely okay. Like, once I get fed grapes, I'm okay. Like, I think I can die knowing that I've lived a fulfilling life.
One of my biggest goals are to just graduate and become really successful.
I like how mine is like getting fed grapes, and you're like, I just want to be really successful.
I just want to be a boss bee. Like, I want to be one of those black women who just show people different, and they just live the life, and they just do what they gotta do. And like, I just want to be one of those people, and I just want to grow up to be really successful and make people proud. And I want people to remember me and be like, dang, I went to high school with her. Dang, I didn't think she was gonna become this successful. Like, she talked about it so much.
That's crazy.
We didn't know it was gonna really happen. You know?
I just want to be an orthodontist. Honestly, they make big bank, so I'm kind of down with that.
I just really want to be.
But obviously, I'm not just in it for the money.
I'm going to be radiologist so bad.
Honestly, I'm so ready to be rich.
I want to. Like, I know.
And no, but this is not healthy because, again, like, with my Pisces traits, I'm a shopaholic. I am always shopping. And I just woke my dog up. I'm so, oh, he's so cute. Okay, I've got to stop. So, like, I shop. I go on mad shopping sprees every week, and it's not doing good for me. Maybe it's just me liking to shop. I think it's therapy. Honestly, I love shopping.
You know what I love doing?
And for what?
I love shopping for my room. Girls love shopping for clothes, this and that. I love shopping for my room, and I love shopping for shoes. Like, those two things, dude. Oh my god, and technology stuff. Dude,
I got a ukulele.
Like, cause I'm a huge technology person.
What else did I get? I got a ukulele. God, what else did I get? I think I got clothes. Oh, I did clothes. Oh my god, I got so many underwear. Okay, I'm so sorry.
Victoria's Secret.
But okay, let's
sponsor people.
Yeah. Sponsor. Oh,
but.
Yeah,
like, I got so much for my room. I want to order new LED lights. I want to order more because the ones I just have, like, one string. And I really like, I got these flowers to put behind my bed. I got a new purse. Oh my god, I think I'm going through a purse phase. Like, people
really?
Have like handbags for like every outfit. I literally think I'm becoming that type of person because I've been watching so much Gossip Girl, and I've been watching all these old shows.
I love Gossip Girl. Oh my god. Literally, if you haven't watched, okay, here's some Netflix shows I recommend personally. They have flavor. They're so tasty. Oh, it is thundering right now. They're so tasty and exquisite and honestly, like, really juicy and tender.
Wow.
Like, okay, so Gossip Girl.
Yes.
Okay, these are all on Netflix.
Both, like, rate the shows, okay?
Okay, Gossip Girl, 10 out of 10.
11 out of 10.
It's definitely, like, honestly, Anita and I have very different personalities, and it matches for both of us.
And, like, Gossip Girl is basically these really, 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 really rich, bougie teenagers who live on the Upper East Side of Manhattan, New York. And they're just, like, rich. Like, they're a different type of rich. Like, riding the limousine everywhere and paparazzi following them, looking at their lives. And then there's this person called Gossip Girl, and she reveals basically their secrets.
She's anonymous. Anonymous?
And
no one knows who she is. And she's, like, stirring up drama within the school, because they go to, like, a private school, of course, because they're rich. And, like, she's just, like, stirring up drama. She's always getting in, like, emails for people, like, saying, like, oh, someone did this and this, and she posted it on her website, and it just, like, makes more drama. And a lot of stuff happens, like, breakups happen, relationships happen.
Yeah, it's definitely a teen drama.
False pregnancies,
and it's like,
and it touches on eating disorders,
it's,
too.
Like, it's based on, like, an oldie, not, like, really old, but, like, let me say, like, the 2013.
Yeah. 2000s,
and it's
like
you don't just see their high school life, you see them grow, you see them go to college, you see them get married. It's really good. I definitely recommend it. There's six seasons, and I'm not the type to actually watch shows that long, but this one, it hits.
And don't think it's like annoying, and don't think it's like an annoying, like, oh, like they're just preppy white girls. Like, no, it's like actually really good.
Yeah,
like you will want to fight this, like, the screen, you'll want to cry, you're gonna laugh, like,
yeah, there is only, like, white people, there's, like, one black person in there.
There's literally no,
there's no color, there's dude.
Only white people. Wait, who's the color, wait.
There was one colored person, and it was, like, Chuck's new girlfriend that tried to take down his industry.
Oh, yeah, oh my god, that's so ugly.
And they had to be the bad guy.
Wow.
Anyways, a show that I would recommend is,
Outer Banks. Ah, that's my new favorite show.
Yes.
It makes me feel so many things. Okay, I'm freaking out because I literally watched the entire. Oh, it's literally thundering right now in Ijeon.
Yeah.
Okay, I watched the entire season in one day. And let me say, I'm going to pack up and move to the beach when I'm older. I don't care what anyone says. I'm going to have a beach house. Like, we're only, 40 minutes away from the coast.
I've been thinking about it.
What? Oh, it makes me literally, I had a mental breakdown after that. Like, not actually. Like, I was crying. I was bawling my eyes after I watched it because I did not want it to be over. The relationship, because I think I'm so invested with Sarah and John Bean's relationship because someone compared them to my boyfriend and I. I'm just really rooting for them, honestly.
If I put my input on it, I rate it 8.5 out of 10 because, listen, it's so good, but if you're a type of person like me with a really low attention span, the beginning kind of drags. Like, the beginning, the first episode or two
episodes,
it's like, it's not interesting, and it makes you not want to watch it. I wouldn't have kept watching
it. I thought it was interesting.
If it didn't have the hype, and if my friend Megan, like, if she didn't, like, make me watch it, I would not have watched it. But then when you get past the second season, dude.
Or the second episode.
I mean, the second episode, yeah. The second episode. It's so good. And it's basically about these three guys and this one girl, and they live this life called the Pug Life. And it's based on this place where there's a rich side and there's, like, a really poor side, and, you know.
He explained it really good. You either have two houses or two jobs.
Yeah.
And basically half of the side of that, because they live on an island, half of the side of the island is, like, super rich, like, talking about, like, they live in, like, a 5-story mansion, and the other side of the island is, like, really, like, poor, like, they like, work so much just to, like, pay the rent and stuff like that, and, like, you see both sides, and they obviously are gonna have a conflict. It reminds me of Romeo and Juliet, and basically there's a group of friends, there's, like, four or five of them, and they just get into a lot of trouble.
Yeah, because,
like,
they're trying to find
this treasure that
is John B's dad to see if he's still alive, and if he's not alive, they're trying to find this boat
treasure,
right? Is it a boat?
Well, it's like a treasure.
Yeah,
basically they're just on this treasure hunt,
and it's worth a lot of money.
This girl,
it's worth so much money, and that's why they're really going at it, because it can make them really rich. And the girls that are in the group are they live the rich life, and the guys in the group have to deal with the poor side. So they really try to strive to find the money, and they get in a lot of stuff finding. I'm surprised they didn't end up dead in any of the scenes or in jail.
But yeah, honestly, it's really good. I rate it 1,000,000 out of 10. It's my new favorite show. And that's so hard for me because my old favorite show was Pretty Little Liars or, like, Gossip Girl. And this one definitely tops it because I'm definitely, like, the beachy type of person. Like, I always want to be at the beach. I always want to be out in the sun, like, swimming and stuff like that.
I feel like...
And maybe I'm just Caucasian. I don't know. But I love just sand. Like, sand all up in my crevices. Ew, that sounds weird. And that show... It makes me feel things I've never felt before, and that I'm not even being dramatic. Maybe I am being dramatic. I'm definitely being dramatic, but that show is the best show ever. And yeah, I'm definitely gonna rewatch again.
That's thundering, like, so hard. Anyways,
like,
but
yeah, but next one, I can't talk about it anymore without crying.
And I feel like I'm the type of girl who wants to live the nice beach life, adventurous life, but I feel like I'm the type of girl to live in, like, the nice side of New York. And that's, like, what I dream of. Or, like, I genuinely don't want to ever live in Cali, but if that's what I'm destined to live in, I'll live in there. But, yeah, like, you know, the suburbs, the really nice suburbs, that's where I feel like I would.
I'm the complete opposite. Like, the complete opposite. I want to literally explore the entire world. I, like, obviously not live there, but I want to spend, like, a good week in every single country. I want to explore the world. That's one of my biggest dreams ever. Other than being an orthodontist, I dream of exploring the world with me and my boyfriend. I don't care. Obviously, no. There is no obviously. I just want to explore the world.
Yeah. But then...
And, like, see things.
Another show I'd recommend. I recommend Black AF. Hashtag Black AF. And it's, like... a show that's like more for the laughs, and it's like a show you see on Nickelodeon rather than like a show.
Is it on Netflix?
Yeah. It's really good. And it's basically about these really rich black people. And like they basically talk about how everyone thinks black people are poor, and like whenever they see a rich black person, it's like, oh my god. And they just talk about the struggles, I guess, that black people go about, but it's like a comedy, and it's really funny. I really like it. And it's basically them,
I'm gonna start watching it.
Yeah, it's basically them filming a film, like a reality show, for the girl to get into film school. It's really, really good. I definitely recommend it for like a show that you would watch for fun.
What's your rate?
I would rate it a 9 out of 10. It's a good show.
It's called what again?
Black AF. Hashtag Black AF.
Oh, yeah, I'm gonna start watching it.
Because I relate to a lot of the struggle. Like, I definitely relate.
Yeah.
Because, like, in the beginning, she's like, so this is my house. She's like, it's a really nice house. But for a black person, it's a nice, nice house. And I low-key felt that because a lot of people, like, they think black people just have to be poor. I don't know why, because from where we live, a lot of black people are rich.
But... Oh, my God. Like, I don't know. All the people at our school are rich.
All the black kids. Like, mostly everybody in general.
Literally, because the surrounding school or the surrounding neighborhoods in our school are pretty wealthy.
Yeah.
They're upper class.
Thankfully, we...
Yeah. We're blessed. Yeah, we're definitely blessed.
Definitely.
And I thank God every single day
exactly,
for that.
Exactly, because I wouldn't be here without that. I wouldn't be here without that.
Yeah.
But what's another show you think you would recommend?
Grey's Anatomy. This show is such a lot, 16 seasons long.
What show?
It's a commitment. Grey's Anatomy.
Oh my God.
It's honestly, it's not anything, like, it's not funny. Like, obviously it has its funny moments. Like, I've laughed from it. I have sobbed my eyes out for some of the things that have happened. It's like I wasn't emotionally prepared for those things to happen, but it's honestly really good. Like, it's just one of those shows you're just like, it makes you want to be a doctor. I had the biggest phase. I was like, I'm going to be a doctor.
Yeah.
But I went to a hospital and I realized I literally cannot be a doctor. I physically cannot do the hours.
My opinion, I never watched Grey's Anatomy, but my mommy works in the medical field, and she tells me that, like, Grey's Anatomy might give you, like, a false look of...
Oh, yeah, it definitely
of being
does.
...in the medical industry. So, I believe her.
Because they literally have sex in closets.
Exactly,
like,
and I genuinely believe
I
her.
I definitely don't think.
So, I...
Yeah, I definitely don't think. Because, obviously, you want to be professional in your job, especially if you're a doctor or surgeon. And, like, in Grey's Anatomy, everyone gets together.
Yeah.
Like, everyone.
And it's, like...
Drama. And be prepared. Literally, for Grey's Anatomy, be prepared for characters to leave. Like, no spoilers. I'm not saying who's going to leave. But just be prepared. It's such a good show, though. It's, like, I definitely recommend. The first episode, you're like, it's kind of slow. Same with Gossip Girl. The same, like... Yeah, Gossip Girl, the first episode was slow.
It caught my attention from the beginning, though. Oh, my gosh.
Really?
Yes.
But literally, Grey's Anatomy, 100% recommend. I will rate it a good 9 out of 10. The only reason I'm saying 9 out of 10 right now, anyways, 9 out of 10 is because it's so long and it's definitely commitment. But it's a good binge show. Mm-hmm. Like, if you want a show to literally binge, mm-hmm. I recommend that one.
If you like reality shows, I big time recommend The Circle, Too Hot to Handle, and Love is Blind. Because, like, I rate The Circle 11 out of 10, I rate Love is Blind 11 out of 10, and I rate Too Hot to Handle, like, 8 out of 10. And, like, basically, The Circle is based on people who, it's like a social media contest. You see if you can become famous by being yourself or being a catfish, and, like, people will like you. And it's really good. And then Too Hot to Handle is just these people who are really good-looking and they try not to have sex. Like, that's literally the plot. Like, you can't freak each other. And if you do, you lose money. And then Love is Blind.
I'm sorry, but let's go back to the Too Hot to Handle. Yeah. That's such a stupid concept.
No, because they're, like, sex addicts. So, like, it's hard, you know? Like, when we think about
and
it,
they're all
think it's
so
easy.
Hot.
Yeah.
Well, that's so funny to me. Like, the to, I'm not saying, because I, sex is an addiction, like, it's actually an addiction, but it's just so funny to me, like, the, it's so hard for some people to not kiss, or, like, not to do it, it's just funny to me, I don't know why, it's just funny.
And it's, like, it's genuinely, like, I don't know, it's hard for them, like, when we think about it, we think it's easy, you know, because we're not addicted to it, but for them, it's, like, dang. Like, for them, it's a chore, dude. It's like a chore.
I mean, is there any reward at the end?
What do you mean?
Like, do they get money or something?
Yeah, they get. Winning? I think it's 100. If I might be wrong, I think it's 100 grand or 70.
What the heck? I would not shave my legs, or I would not shave anything for like that's insurance to not do it. Like, are you serious? For $100,000, it's not worth it.
If you kiss, you lose $3,000. If you have, like, sex, you lose, depending on what you do, like, you could lose up to $30,000. Like, oh my gosh. And there's, like, this couple who's, like, all over each other and everyone gets pissed at because they just are rebels. And then for Love is Blind, dude, I really recommend Love is Blind. Like, it will make you have hope in love because you basically just meet people behind the wall and you figure out, you have to marry them and then you propose. And maybe you'll go through with the wedding. And if you don't, you can meet back. And if you do, it's, like, really good. And two couples made it. Like, they got married and they've been together for, like, the past year. And then one other person, like, they're just dating because getting married didn't work out. You know? So it's good.
That's crazy.
Do you have any other shows?
Oh. I watched, so, Jane the Virgin. Me and my boyfriend love that show. I've watched it multiple times.
I watched it.
I love that show. It's such a wholesome show. Like, if you're, don't get, like, scared by the title, Jane the Virgin. It's a good show. Like, you could watch that in front of your mom, in front of your grandma, in front of your pastor, your preacher, your, literally, anyone. You can watch that. Like, I would watch that with Jesus if he came down. Jesus would definitely enjoy that show with me. Yeah, it's such a good, wholesome show, honestly. I mean, some parts aren't. No, all the parts are. It's yeah, literally it's PG. It's definitely 13. Good. It's so good. I definitely rate it a good 10 out of 10. It's so interesting. Like, it's not just like a regular, like, soap. What is it called? Soapy. I don't know. Soppy? Soppy drama? So
yeah.
So, anyway, it's like really good. And there's like a narrator, and he's funny. It's just good all around. All the characters are good. Everything's good. It's just a good show. Yeah. Just definitely watch it.
I also recommend Control Z. I just finished it today. And it's basically Gossip Girl, but except with, like, the person is called the hacker. And they hack into the school system and they post videos about people. And, like, they, like, leak their videos and stuff like that. And their secrets are in videos. And, like, it's so crazy. Like, the ending is, like, it makes you jump out of your seat. And you just...
I'm so sorry, but those shows make me want to have a stalker. Really? Oh,
my God, I don't. It's, or, like, actually scary.
Or, like, to solve a mystery. Like, those shows make me want to solve a mystery. Like, shoot, Outer Banks? Oh, no. On My Block? At first, On My Block, I haven't watched it until, like, this third season came out. I was like, I'm gonna just see what it's all about. I recommend some. It's cringy, like, honestly. Some I'm like, but it's definitely good. Like, the plot is good.
Yeah, I agree.
The plot is really good.
Yeah. So basically, those are some shows. Netflix really helps me take away some stress.
Oh, can I suggest one more? This is for anyone, and I mean anyone. I mean, it's only good for some people. Because I had a big phase where because I had one dream where I was, like, the Queen of France. And I just really wanted to be the Queen of France. And then I started watching the show. It's called Rain.
Is it good?
It's so good. It's called R-E-I-N. Like, spelled R-E-I-N. Oh, is it? Rain.
Wait, is it called, like, Free Rain or something?
Oh, no, yeah. It's called Rain. Like, R-E-I-N. I was obsessed with it last year. And I didn't finish watching it. Long story. Actually, I did finish watching it. I stopped watching it for, like, a second.
and then I continue. It's so good. It's dated back to, like, long, long time ago, like, to where the Black Plague mm-hmm. was a thing. It's just so good. And it's, like, about the Queen of France, the Queen of Scotland.
Yeah. It's just good. My back is hurting so much from sitting down so long. But
my neck hurts from doing school. Like, I think I have neck pain. But another, mm-hmm. one more show that I was suggesting is, I actually have a lot of shows. What the heck? I watch so much Netflix, it's a problem. Is Criminal Minds. Just get into it.
I want to watch it, but I like stuff like that.
Oh, don't watch it at night if you're exactly. scared.
Stuff like that keeps me up.
I'm like, it's so good. Like, you would think after, like, it's 12 mm-hmm. seasons. It's good. You would think after, like, 12 seasons, you would be like, oh, haven't they, like, ran out of ideas for things to go wrong and stuff? Like, no, it's so good. And all these shows, you already know I'm rating a 10 out of 10 if they're on.
I feel like I need to get a show, or I need to, like, something, because I always have such, because I'm an overthinker. So I feel like I always have new ideas, you know? Like, yeah. I could write a book or something with that.
Suggest for you, like, if you want, literally write this all down. I'm so, like, literally, so definitely watch Outer Banks if you haven't watched it. Definitely watch it. If you haven't watched Gossip Girl, watch it. If you haven't watched Jane the Virgin, watch it. If you haven't watched Grey's Anatomy, definitely watch it, too. Criminal Minds is good. It's sexy. I like that show. What's another? That's funny. What's another show? God. I'm watching Charmed right now. It's pretty good.
I want to start watching it.
It's about these witches. They're pretty cool. Yeah. My mom doesn't condone it. Yeah. She just doesn't condone it, but there's nothing inappropriate that happens. Like, mm-hmm. it's actually PG. Vampire Diaries? It wasn't for me. Like, I liked the show.
Same. It's not for me either.
Like, I liked the show. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, I really enjoyed the time I had with it. All the laughs, all the cries I had with it. But honestly, it's too serious for me.
Everybody's like, you have to get through the first few episodes and you're gonna be good. It's gonna be so good.
To like season like 4, and I was like, I can't watch this anymore.
Like, it doesn't work for me. Just it doesn't.
But honestly, I do suggest it, like, because literally everyone I know loves that show, so mm-hmm. I suggest trying it out, and it's really good. I love that show.
It's good. I wait, Vampire Diaries?
Yeah, it was good. Oh.
I just don't. It's not that I don't like it, and I'm not saying it's not good. It's just, it doesn't interest me. Like, that's not my stuff to watch.
Yeah, like, I couldn't, like, it was honestly a chore to watch it for me. But I feel like you would, just please try it out. Because I did like it. I did like it. But it was just doing too much, honestly. Maybe because I'm just too energetic, and the characters were too serious. And I was just like,
It's definitely not my cup of tea. It's definitely not.
I really enjoyed this. Like, honestly, just try it. Like, take what I say with a grain of salt. Everything I say, take it with a grain of salt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, so, do you think, like, not going to school and stuff has, like, an effect on, like, how you've been doing and stuff?
My mental health gotten so much better.
Really?
No, that's a complete lie. Oh my god, I was really trying to, I really thought I was going somewhere with that. No, I'm definitely happier being social with my friends, even if they're just school friends. Like, in my gym locker room, if we're twerking on walls, I'm thriving.
Dang, it really made our school sound ghetto there.
No, it's just me and my friends are crazy.
It's fine.
Like, we all, like, the fact that we all hype each other up in the locker room so much that we feel the need. Like, we're literally compelled to twerk on the walls. That says a lot about our friendship and how close we are.
Our school is really tight.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely family. Definitely family.
Oh, yeah. Everyone's kind of related. Not everyone, but a lot of people are related.
No, like, even if you don't like each other, if another school comes after us...
Oh, yeah.
It's over.
Oh, yeah.
But...
We have a lot of school spirit, I think.
Yeah, I feel like me personally, my mental health has got better, like in some parts.
Oh,
I definitely do need my friends, and it sounds so cheesy because people are like, you need your friends, what? No, like, I need just the socialness and to see someone outside of my family, and you're echoing kind of, and to just, like, be with my friends and see them every day and see their smiles. It's just, I need that.
Yeah. I have gotten closer with my mom. My family, that's for sure. I still don't like my brother. It's fine, though. I'll cry about it later.
I've got close with my mom, too. And my sisters. Me and my sisters have definitely got closer.
Yeah. But, yeah, I've gotten closer with my boyfriend. Only that's because, like, I see him, like, every day.
Mm-hmm.
So. I don't know how I'm going to be able to go in the same building knowing that he's, like, at school. Knowing that he's in the same building. Like, how am I supposed to learn in that, like that?
I can't relate, because I don't have a boyfriend, and I have never had one. And I'm probably never going to get one, because guys just aren't attracted to me. But it's okay. Because every time I'm talking with someone, I hate the talking phase. It just never leaves me in the right mind to stay. Someone always ends up getting hurt, and either it's me or the guy.
I hate the talking phase. The talking phase is so, like, weird.
Like, stuff normally don't work out because the person is racist or just a lot of stuff. A lot of things, actually. Okay. So, I'm guessing because of the thunder, it's gonna, like, keep disconnecting us. So, we talked about pretty much everything. So, we could, like, sign off.
Yeah, this was really fun. Yeah. Again. Take everything that I say with a grain of salt.
I really hope y'all enjoyed this segment. I'm really going to try to post more often. I just kind of have this fear of just having to sit and talk by myself for a podcast. So I normally have to wait for one of my friends to, like, be able to do it. But I'm working on it, okay? But I hope you guys like this segment. And I hope y'all all staying safe. Thank you for listening. And thank you, Gabby, for being on this segment too.
Of course, of course.
Okay, bye guys.
Bye.